Wine! It drove the centaur, famous Eurytion, mad in the halls of lion-hearted Pirithous. There to visit the Lapiths, crazed with wine, the headlong centaur bent to his ugly work in the prince's own house. His hosts sprang up, seized with fury, dragged him across the forecourt, flung him out of doors, hacking his nose and ears off with their knives. No mercy, the creature reeled away, still blind with drink, his heart like a wild storm, loaded with all the frenzy in his mind. And so the feud between mortal men and centaurs had its start. But the drunk was first to bring disaster on himself by drowning in his cups. You too, I promise you. No end of trouble if you should string that bow. You'll meet no kindness in our part of the world. We'll sail you off in a black ship to Echetus, the mainland king who wrecks all men alive. Nothing can save you from his royal grip. So, drink, but hold your peace. Don't take on the younger, stronger men.
Antinous, watchful Penelope stepped in. How impolite it would be, how wrong, to scant whatever guest Telemachus welcomes to his house. You really think, if the stranger trusts so to his hands and strength, that he strings Odysseus's great bow, he'll take me home and claim me as his bride? He never dreamed of such a thing, I'm sure. Don't let that ruin the feast for any reveller here. Unthinkable, nothing could be worse.
Polybus's son Eurymachus had an answer. Wise Penelope, daughter of Icarius, do we really expect the man to wed you? Unthinkable, I know. But we do recoil at the talk of men and women. One of the island's meaner sort will mutter, look at the riffraff courting a king's wife. Weaklings, look, they can't even string his bow. But along came this beggar, drifting out of the blue, strung his bow with ease and shot through all the axes. Gossip will fly. We'll hang our heads in shame.
Shame, alert Penelope protested. How can you hope for any public fame at all? You who disgrace, devour a great man's house and home. Why hang your heads in shame over next to nothing? Our friend here is a strapping, well-built man and claims to be the son of a noble father. Come, hand in the bow now. Let's just see. I tell you this, and I'll make good my word, if he strings the bow and Apollo grants him glory, I'll dress him in shirt and cloak, in handsome clothes, I'll give him a good sharp lance to fight off men and dogs, give him a two-edged sword and sandals for his feet, and send him off, wherever his heart desires. Mother, poised Telemachus broke in now, my father's bow, no Achaean on earth has more right than I to give it or withhold it as I please. Of all the lords in Ithaca's rocky heights or the islands facing Elis grazed by horses, not a single one will force or thwart my will, even if I decide to give our guest this bow, a gift outright, to carry off himself. So, mother, go back to your quarters. Tend to your own tasks, the distaff and the loom, and keep the women working hard as well. As for the bow now, men will see to that, but I, most of all, I hold the reins of power in this house.
Astonished, she withdrew to her own room. She took to heart the clear good sense in what her son had said. Climbing up to the lofty chamber with her women, she fell to weeping for Odysseus, her beloved husband, till watchful Athena sealed her eyes with welcome sleep. And now the loyal swineherd had lifted up the bow, was taking it toward the king, when all the suitors burst out in an ugly uproar through the palace, brash young bullies, this or that one heckling, "Where on earth are you going with that bow? You grubby swineherd, are you crazy? The speedy dogs you reared will eat your corpse. Out there with your pigs, out in the cold alone. If only Apollo and all the gods shine down on us." Eumaeus froze in his tracks, put down the bow, panicked by every outcry in the hall. Telemachus shouted too from the other side and full of threats, "Carry on with the bow, old boy. If you serve too many masters, you'll soon suffer. Look sharp, or I'll pelt you back to your farm with flying rocks. I may be younger than you, but I'm much stronger. If I only had that edge in fists and brawn over all this courting crowd, I'd soon dispatch them, licking their wounds at last. Clear of our